You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not often do we have 21-year-old guys walk into the studio who we let walk in and just sit down. But we have one right now.
He's like, oh, man, I'm sitting down with these two old guys.
These two idiots who have been talking about me like I'm their son.
We're fans, just so you know.
We'll Cade York, easier. Browns kicker. Sitting right here in studio. Hello, Cade. How are you
doing?
Well, hello. I'm doing fantastic.
We turned on your microphone right here. You're getting headsets.
Well, you got the boss taking care of you.
Yeah. Slide on up and chat. Say hello.
Hello. It's very presidential.
It is, isn't it? Welcome to our humble abode. And by humble, we mean crummy. welcome to Cleveland. Typical September day. This isn't it because the weather's usually nicer. But how you doing?
It's great weather. I don't.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Day off, just kind of doing some stuff right now, and then going to go home and chill out and basically do nothing. So,
great. Good deal. Are you having fun?
Basically, I mean, do nothing.
I'll be like honest. Look, I'm excited for you to kick for this team, and we've seen. We were going crazy when you hit the 70-yarder the other day before the game. So, I mean, that was awesome. But what's it like to? You're in LSU. Next thing you know, you're in Cleveland. Next thing you know, you're in the NFL. I mean, what's it like, man? Take us through the ride.
It's definitely a lot of very surreal moments, and you go through a lot of quick changes. 4 years ago, I was in high school, so it's kind of crazy. Went from living in McKinney, Prosper, Texas, to going to LSU and playing for that natty team the first year, and then another 2 years go by and decide it's time to leave, and now I'm up in Cleveland, and never really thought any of those things were going to happen prior to 6 months before they happen, so it's been all very surreal and a blessing. So can't wait to see where it goes next.
What did you think when you were drafted? And I say that not because you came to Cleveland or anywhere. Kickers usually don't get drafted. Some do, usually don't. What did you think when you were drafted and when you weren't drafted in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round?
I mean, we all have our what we're expected to get drafted at, and a lot of times for kickers, they'll tell you something and it doesn't necessarily pan out that way based on other guys, other kickers in that class or team's needs and stuff like that. I came in with a late third to early fifth. And of course, I'm assuming fourth round's going to be where it's going to end up, but most of the time it doesn't always work out how people want because there's 1,000 guys that are looking to get drafted, so... but it was a blessing. I kind of figured I was going to end up with the Browns just because of how the pre-draft process went and the combine and all that stuff. So, but it still is a great feeling to see his phone start ringing while you're sitting there with your family and going to do that.
Cade York, Browns kicker, sitting in studio with us, pretty pumped about this. When you had a chance to kick at the stadium, I mean, they talk about the wins out of one way or another. I don't know if in preseason you get the same feeling. Obviously, during the winter, it's going to change a little. Did you notice any of that? Have you been able to? I mean, it's easier to kick into the close end, right? I don't know. I've never kicked down there. You tell me.
So it's supposed to be when it gets really windy, the dog pound side is supposed to be the hardest.
Right.
So far, it was pretty windy in the pregame, last game, and then it died and was basically nothing. The first game, it was a little bit windier than last game throughout the whole game. Really. I kicked in the stadium this summer, and there was a couple much windier days than what I've had so far. But, yeah, the dog pound side can definitely get harder. I will say it usually blows left to right, which is my better win for me. Obviously work on it all, but it hasn't been too bad, and I'm kind of excited for a challenge.
All right, I'm going to bring up something bad.
What are you doing? Why would you bring up something bad?
Because I've I feel for him as a as an LSU Tiger.
Okay.
Watching LSU get an extra point blocked that would have tied the game against Florida State and sent it into overtime. Dude, that's painful, man. That's your extra point right there. If you were there, probably goes in.
Okay, we can't blame the kicker.
No,
on
it's not
one.
The kicker. No, nobody blocked the guy. I get that. But I felt terrible for the guy, and I immediately thought of you. That's just awful.
I felt very bad for him. Because not only, I mean, no one knows his story really, but he was our fourth string kicker last year from Baltimore as a walk-on.
Wow.
And he wasn't even invited to camp for the start of this year. I really don't know any of the new staff or the new players that well, but I did know that he wasn't invited to camp. And he got brought in halfway through camp and ended up winning the job as a four-string kicker.
It's a pretty awesome story.
Pretty awesome. And for him to go into his first game, make his first kick, go out for a second kick, it gets blocked. Not his fault, but it still hurts. And then to be put on the line, and from what it looked like, he hit the ball well on the PAT. You can't really always tell too much. But it was going to go in.
And almost still did.
It almost still did, but to have that, and there are a bunch of ignorant people that don't know what's going on that are sitting in the nosebleeds or watching on TV and just automatically blame him, because I know that because, one, I was in the shoes before, but also I was getting DMs and comments from people thinking that I still play for LSU.
Oh, no.
Or sending me death threats.
Seriously?
Yeah, I delete social media during the season now.
Smart man.
That's a good call.
You don't want to be a part of the up. You don't want to be a part of the down. And
right.
Those people that have 12 followers on their account can still hurt you with the words they say, so you might as well just not give them up.
Bill, tell them your motto.
Nothing good comes from up here on the Twitter.
This is Bob.
Remember that.
I agree with that.
Use that. All right, so I'm looking here. I want you to comment on this. According to our friends at Wikipedia, I spent 5 years living in Texas. I love the state very much.
Well, have you ever been to Beaumont?
No. Stop. This isn't.
I know where Beaumont is. I can't remember.
There you go.
So he lived there.
It's a big state.
Yeah, I know.
But McKinney is up in the northeastern part of the kind of the corner of the state. And McKinney's got a great, you know, great football background. Every place in Texas seems to have a great football background. I want your comments. I want you to tell us if you've met any of these people who are proud citizens of McKinney, Texas, or who grew up there. Ronald Jones, running back with the Kansas City Chiefs.
No.
You ever run into Ronald?
I have not.
No luck at all. Okay. That's one. Clem Daniels, who was a longtime football player years ago.
No.
No Clem Daniels. Tom Kite, the professional golfer from McKinney, Texas?
No.
No Tom Kite.
This is a great bit. Keep going.
Anthony Lynn, former Browns running back coach and former head coach of the Chargers.
I have a good feeling that these are going to all be no's.
Okay. I've got a good one coming up, though. And Andy, you might know of this guy.
All right.
I loved this guy when I was a kid. Professional wrestler Haystacks Calhoun.
Not only know, but I also don't know who that is.
Oh. There you go.
We're on the same team, man. I don't know what.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're down in Beaumont. Well, but now see,
but
the, air
no, but
that,
see,
so.
Here's the thing. You could become the most prominent alum of the city of McKinney in the sports world.
Well, I can't say I'm an alum of McKinney, because even though I lived like on the very edge of McKinney, all the Prosper people would hate me.
Yeah, you didn't. You went to a different high school.
I went to Prosper.
But I meant, I shouldn't have said alum. What's the best way to say
native.
It from there? Resident.
Born resident.
Yeah, there you go. There
that's
you
fine.
Go.
Did you play any, what position did you play in high school? Did you just kicker?
Just kicker.
Really, all the way through?
Yep.
Soccer?
I did play soccer. That's why I really only played kicker, just because until halfway through junior year, I really thought that soccer was going to be my route to college and hopefully professional soccer.
What'd you play?
Center back.
Did you?
Yeah, so that's why I'd only play kicker, because I didn't want to get hurt, because soccer was my main.
All right, so we were talking about this. Joe Burrow was at the Ohio State Notre Dame game the other day. You're cool with that, right? I mean, he played there before. I don't know why. Like, people are making a big deal about it. Who cares? Like,
I almost went to the game too.
So you should have gone.
Nice. That would have been fun.
You should have. You could have gone as a recruit. It would have been awesome. We could have taken you through the whole thing again. You'd have to shave though. You'd have to go incognito.
With recruits these days, I would have fit in just fine.
LeBron's kid was there, so Bronny was there. There were a lot of people. It was a great scene.
Can I ask you one last thought on this? And not on McKinney or anything. You're 21.
I am.
People forget how young you guys are when you come into the league. You know, and a lot of guys in your situation would be 22 as a college grad. So you were a young kid coming out of college and being a pro. What's the most difficult part of being a 21-year-old guy? And you know, you're not in McKinney, you're not nearby at LSU. You're living in a place you'd never been before. You're dealing with all kinds of different things, and you're dealing with some real adult things now. You know, I mean, you're out on your own. What's the biggest challenge in doing that while still trying to start your NFL career?
I'd say, especially being 21 and not having girlfriend, wife, or anything like that, it's just doing it on your own. And you don't have college roommates that are your best friends. You don't have your parents aren't in town because they're across the country. So you kind of do it on your own, and you have to be able to be professional about it and have a great mindset and find things to do in your free time and not just sit around and be a bum. So that's living on your own and kind of going through it all on your own is definitely the biggest piece of being 21 and young and trying to be a pro.
Well, when you're bored, you have nothing to do.
You're always welcome to come by.
There you go.
Hopefully you're here till you're 41 or 45.
That'd be cool.
We're excited for you. We're excited for this career. And it's been fun so far. It's great to cheer for a kicker. Like, I'm just pumped. I'm pumped for you. And
I was a big Matt Barr fan.
Yeah, I mean,
loved Matt.
I mean, it's a unique spot to be drafted, and then to have a team that I can't imagine what was going through Mike Prefer's mind when they drafted you. Like how excited you are to be a special teams coach, and then be able to, you know, get a guy that you feel like can help you win games. So we appreciate you stopping by, and we're big fans here.
Thanks, Cade. Best of luck.
Well, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.